Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
He's made some improvement, you know, over the course of the last 2 days, and definitely over the course of the offseason. I think we talked a lot after the season about a variety of things that we felt like he could get better at from a training standpoint, from a commander of the offense standpoint, from reads and throwing mechanics standpoint. I think he's really worked on all of them and made some improvements. And I think he's going to not rest on that and try to continue to improve. And he'll be raring to go for training camp.
Head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Brian Flores, talking about Tua. Yesterday, mandatory minicamp is over now. Right now, time for your chance to win $1,000 in the home run cash contest. $1,000 for you to spend at the ballpark
that
or anywhere
like
else.
The Sixers.
The choke. Is that Embiid right there?
I had that same frog, man. That frog must have jumped from me to you.
Thanks, great.
Ben Simmons over there. You want to try it again?
I'm shooting a free throw. Leave me alone. Text the word picture to 72881. That's picture. To 72881, you'll be entered in the contest where you just might win $1,000. Picture is the 7 a.m. code word, PICTURE. Text it to 72881. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
I was glad, actually, we'll talk about it a little bit later on, but the coach hit it right on the head. Besides the size and all those things everybody brings up coming off the injury, the two things right now, Coach Flores hit him, is reading defenses, getting a better feel for, understand what everybody's trying to do to you and what's getting ready to happen. And I know that comes with time and throwing mechanics. And that's been a big thing. That was a big thing since the offseason. Coach Flores was right on the money, man, with those two things. And then you got to have one person that's you can listen to. It's fine for another guy to jump in with the plays you're going to call and something. You got to have one person that can help you when they see the mechanics get sloppy, when they tell you to read things, all those things, man. And this is my nights of drinking cold beer, listening to Don Strock talk to Dan Marino. I didn't get in their quarterback meetings with what might have gone on there. And I know I don't remember Coach ever working with that kind of stuff with Dan, except letting him call plays to get comfortable.
So who's that? Who's that on this team right now? Is it Charlie Fry?
It could be the quarterback coach.
Right.
Could be Gotsy. Could be somebody's working with away on certain things. But there's at some point, you just can't. Have you ever had you play a sport and you got everybody giving you their take and
their advice and on what to do.
And,
right.
And a lot of starts with Dad, and you've always listened to him, and now Dad's a little out of his element,
right,
as things move on. And then you got the coach, and then the other coach realizes that coach is saying something, so you take him aside and go, look it, let's simplify this. This is just an idea. And all of a sudden you go, well, that's three people because I'll be listening to my dad when I get home.
Right.
So he's got to get – and I'm using that as an example of things. And there's people out there listening, have been through it. And you know what the worst part is? I've listened to guys get in baseball slumps. And everybody has advice. Oh, I've been through it. Let me tell you. And then
how I got through it, right.
And then they want to show you this. And then a great hitter that's always been a 300 hitter or a former 300 hitter, he jumps in there. Everybody's got an idea. Hey, man, I went 0 for 32, and hey, man, keep your head up, and you know, and the guy's working and working and working, but you're listening. It's your stance. Oh, your shoulder. You're not staying back. You're lifting your front leg. All these things. Pretty soon, your head's going
right a million different directions.
What the hell? Like, you got to simplify things, man. I'm listening to 15 different people. The great hitter, the former great hitter, the hitting coach, dad.
Everybody's got something for you.
And it gets a little crazy for sure. So
Tua has that guy?
I hope
whether
so.
It's someone in, well, no, Zach, I wouldn't say Zach, Davey anymore. Zach, I'll say Miami Gardens.
Zach, I don't know, and we do have to break that Davey thing, don't we?
Right, I know.
But, yeah, I'm guessing Coach Flores knows this. Like, if he hears somebody going, hey, you worry about your position, we'll tell him. We'll get that to him. We don't need another voice, man. Too many voices in the head, and it clogs it up, and you get nothing. You get nothing. I think a lot of people, baseball, and for quarterbacks too, man. Just keep it simple. Danny's stuff got real simple, man. I know the one thing he was told right off the bat is where you're going to throw it, just look at somebody different for a second. That was big with Don Strzok. I mean, it's funny.
Look off before the pass.
Here it is 100 years later, and I still remember him looking off, and there's two reasons. Your guy will be open. And he'll thank you when he doesn't get hit, when that ball goes right. Bang, bang, right. And that safety takes a run for it and couldn't get there to intercept it and lights up one of your receivers. He'll appreciate you looking off that safety before you made that throw down the seam. So all that kind of stuff. All right. Want to get to a big part of our day today. Goodbye to the Davey bubble. And we'll be talking about that new, unbelievable, fantastic facility. And we'll be having a lot more. You'll see pictures start to come out, and you'll go, wow, you guys got no excuse. Your ass needs to be good. You guys need to be as good as that facility looks now, because it's got, I mean, the locker room looks like a home, man. It's
tough act to follow, though.
Yeah, right. I can't wait to see some of the stuff off the pictures. But
forget about that now. We got to talk about our old friend. We're losing our old friend. Davey's done.
Yeah.
The facility, the bubble, the fields, the stands. The crappy parking lot, everything is gone.
Well, let's get in. By the way, you're right. Shortage of parking, too. Big problem.
Crappy parking
across the street.
Right,
And by the way, every time it was controversy, you had to park across the street.
Right, right.
That's as close as you can get. Don't come over here.
You'd be with the camera guys across the street at that apartment complex.
And everybody mofoing the team. Yeah, just
right.
All mad.
Right.
All right, so one of my favorites goes back to right after a draft in 2007 when Cam Cameron talked about the first round pick of the Miami Dolphins with a house full of guests.
That's right.
A lot of fans.
In the bubble, right?
That bubble.
Yeah, that's right.
Here it is.
Let me tell you this. Ted Ginn is a Miami Dolphin. Ted Ginn is someone that you're going to be proud of. Ted Ginn and his family will give us everything they have. I promise you that. Thank you very much.
And Boo Birds, it's your own draft thing.
Right.
So.
Hey, you heard the chant in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
You know what they were chanting? Brady?
Yeah.
For Brady Quinn.
Brady Quinn.
Right.
At the time. So, the great story is, and I don't want to get him on because he's still a company man, even though he's retired. Harvey Green, big company guy, and that's fine. Going to go down to one of the great company guys because that was his job. His job was
to protect.
So he's telling
media.
Him,
right,
says, Cam, first time you've been a head coach, you're going out to talk to our fan base. I'm just warning you, don't, you know.
Right.
They're not real excited. We wanted to take a quarterback.
They're not really
so
excited.
So he came out.
Good way to put it.
And I think he threw in he's going to be a great special teams player.
Yes, he did. There's more to that.
And people
right.
are like, first-round pick? I don't want to hear about special teams. I want to hear about position. And he goes, you're going to love his family. I don't want to hear. I don't want this. Can his family play? So people are going nuts. And then the Boo Birds. And
the iconic picture and video of that fan or two fans up front in, like, the front row with their thumbs down.
And he goes, thumbs up.
And he goes, guys, we've got to turn those thumbs the other side, the other way. I could not believe what a disaster. Forget about the pick in general. What a disaster Cam Cameron was announcing that, coming out to the bubble. Like you said, there must have been, what, a couple, 2,000 people maybe in that bubble?
Zach, it didn't just end there.
No, I know that.
It was one of the worst years in the history of the franchise.
It was unbelievable.
They went on to go 1-15. One of them had some real competitive games, got to go to London, struggled with offense, right. Put a lot of pressure on that defense.
Joe, I still remember.
Oh, it was bad.
And I'll say it quickly. You and Jason Jackson doing the draft show that day from the Seminole Hard Rock. There was a sports bar they had outside, which is now, I think, a poker room or whatnot. And Jason Taylor was on the air with you guys talking. And the Atlanta Falcons just took, I think, Jamal Anderson or whoever it was, the defensive end. And Brady Quinn was left. And Jason even said, let me hang up on you guys. You know what's happening now. Going to get that quarterback. Jason was a player on the team, not retired. And he hung up, and we anticipated there, sitting there for the draft show, it's going to be Brady Quinn. This is the pick here. It's going to be the quarterback. This is going to be interesting. And then Ted Ginn got picked, and you and Jason Jackson looked at each other both like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Like, I'll never forget the crowd and everything that day, the whole Brady Quinn draft. It was unbelievable.
Crazy, crazy stuff. Hey, we got a lot more stuff coming up. And if you have some moments of your own through the last 27 years –
favorite moments or worst?
Well, we've had a little bit of everything. Right. We've had some unbelievable retirements there, including Shula,
right?
Johnson, Marino.
Yeah, wow, that's right.
We've had those. We had a little bit of everything. Hey, right now though, I want to talk about a guy that's not retired, that is going strong, that wants to help you today or this weekend. I'm talking about Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage. You know what? Interest rates are going to be going up real soon, and you can still lock in a low fixed rate in the twos. All you have to do is call Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage. I'm going to tell you a zillion reasons you should call him, starting with great service 7 days a week. Yeah, 7 days a week. You can always get a hold of him. And I want to let you know, these low rates, they're going up. Okotsie's been making loans happen for people here in South Florida for more than 25 years. No nonsense. No runaround. He does it all. Reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans, refinancing. And then there's just a lot of questions you want to know because your friend's been talking about something to find out if it's perfect for you. And if you've been renting, it's still time to buy. I know there's a lot of new real estate going up. You found something you like and you're going, probably just going to keep renting. Well, why would you just make this landlord rich every month? Why don't you go get your dream home you've wanted? Now's the time to do it. You're doing better yourself. Lock in a low rate in the twos right now. Get pre-approved in minutes for free when you call Mike Okotsie. So I want to give you a cell phone number, and I do. I want you to call him today. Call him or text him today or this weekend. You can here's the number, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730, or you can visit choicemortgage.com to get more information before you call or text them. I'm telling you, the guy's really good and all over South Florida. Dave Broward in Monroe, Palm Beach, he's doing it all. MLS 166-254, rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And
sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I don't know how else I can say it, guys. I've said it three different occasions. Well, then I guess I have to say it. I'm not going to be the Alabama coach. I think I've said this over and over and over again.
That soundbite will never go away.
Who asked that question? Who was that guy?
Our next guest is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And joining us now, the person who did ask that iconic question to get Nick Saban all riled up, Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel joining us. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I had no idea when I asked that question it would be... It would create such a firestorm. I remember Harvey Green coming up to me afterwards, irate, because Nick Saban had got irate at him over the question. So I thought he was doing him a favor. I thought he was actually staying, though, and he just couldn't spit it out. So
Dave, I got one better. I got one better than that for you before we move on, because we got a lot of stuff to talk. So he did that interview. He was all fired up about you and that question. He comes in and he's letting Harvey have it. I mean, Harvey hears it. Now we sit down to do a wrap up show on the Nick Saban NBC show. We sit down and he is in a really bad mood. He ends up doing the whole show, gets up and walks out, and we couldn't even run the show because he was on his way to the airport. He had already made up his mind. It was a done deal. We had Alabama airplanes here. We had Alabama moving vans in downtown Fort Lauderdale.
Where's the B-roll from that? Well, he's ripping Dave Hyde.
I'd love to have seen that. the great untold story is Wayne Huizing and him, Wayne and their wives, went over to – they had dinner at Nick's house, and he served – beanie weenies, you know, little hot dogs and baked beans to that was their dinner that night. And they talked about him staying, and Wayne left that thinking he was staying. And the next morning or next day, he gets a call from his wife. Marty calls Wayne and says, "Hey, I think they're going." And Wayne said, "Why?" And he goes, "Well, there's a moving van in their house."
Oh my
and that's how Wayne found out. So, always fun to talk about strange stories in Dolphin Land, and there have been a lot of them in the last couple decades.
Dave, you got an article saying goodbye to the Davey bubble with some of the moments from the last 27 to 28 years that the team's been in Davey as they get ready to move into the new beautiful facility at Hard Rock Stadium over there. It's going to be gorgeous. Give me your favorite. I want to hear, outside of the one that you created with the question, give me one of your favorite moments through those almost 30 years.
Well, my favorite is one I didn't know the full backstory about, the Nick Saban Memorial Bubble. And we'll stay with Saban for 200, Alex, because this was – everybody knows that the bubble was built under his watch. I didn't know the backstory. So his first mini camp, there's a rainstorm, one of our great South Florida storms. One of his first practices, and he's like, "Well, we can't keep doing this. What are our options?" And for immediate options, and somebody said, "Well, you can go back. We can practice in the ballroom of the Renaissance Hotel where the team stayed, or you can go to the Davey Rodeo Grounds and practice." So Saban went over and looked at the Davey Rodeo Grounds, and he's walking on the dirt, and he goes, "I can't practice here. There's all this horse bleep." People would practice, and that's how it was finalized. We got to build a bubble. I love the idea of Saban walking around the
Bergeron
radio.
Yeah, crazy.
We got to give a shout out to Ron Bergeron today for the bubble, right? He's got a part of that bubble now.
Yeah,
who knew? Dave, I loved reading through your story because it brought back a lot of memories, and I talked to Joe yesterday about some of these too, and we played a clip earlier of an iconic memory from the bubble after Ted Ginn was drafted with Cam Cameron going in there. What'd you think about that, by the way? We're talking about a guy who basically has taken over the job. He's the new head honcho, and in his first kind of, I don't know, post-draft conference presser, that happened there. What'd you think of that?
Let me tell you this. Ted Ginn is a Miami Dolphin. Ted Ginn is someone that you're going to be proud of. Ted Ginn and his family will give us everything they have. I promise you that. Thank you very much.
Your thoughts, Dave Hyde, once again.
I got to tell you, his mom and dad ended up being good players, too, by the way. Played a little bit on the outside.
Special team Pro Bowlers, right?
In retrospect, it was such the right decision to take Ted Ginn over Brady Quinn. I mean, and yet that adds to the comedy of the full moment that day. And I remember I was out there when they picked him, the booze, and Jim Mandich did a radio show out there, and he was starting a Brady after the eighth pick, you know, because everybody wanted Brady Quinn. And they picked Ginn, and there was such booze. I went back in there, and I saw Harvey Green. Harvey was the best PR guy. He to me, and my very good. And I went up to him. I said, "Harvey, you might rethink taking Cam Cameron out there." And he goes, "He's already committed. What if he backs out now? You know, then everybody calls him chicken." So he goes out there, and there might have only been one better draft moment, and it wasn't public after Shula took Terry Kirby, and this was before. The draft days were everybody knew everything, and one of the draft books put out by Joel Buxbaum, remember him? He said Terry Kirby had trouble seeing out of one eye, and Shula was asked about that, and he turned to his personnel guy and he goes, "Did we draft a blind guy?"
Oh God, jeez! And Terry Kirby goes on to be one of the best pass receiving running backs.
Right.
In the history of the franchise, yeah.
Yes, right. Obviously,
crazy.
He could see.
Right.
Hey, so I want to ask you, because this is a big part of it too, how about Hard Knocks with Joe Philbin and all that stuff? And you might as well throw in Jeff Ireland too, because it was a deer in headlights, man, every time that show came on through that season. Unbelievable.
Okay, so the rumor is true, okay? We just traded you, okay? We traded you to the Indianapolis Colts. All right. So, you okay?
No, I'm gonna call my grandmother.
You gonna call your grandmother? Okay. This hasn't hit the papers or anything like that. Okay. Well, why don't we just do? Why don't we do a little business first? Okay. Before you call grandma. Okay. There's a little bit of urgency because you got a storm coming. They probably want to get you on a plane here pretty quickly.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. That's not even his best
moment. No, there were a lot more. There was better ones than that. That was unbelievable, though.
You know, you have defining moments early that tell you who these guys are who run in the Dolphins, and Joe Philbin and Jeff Ireland out of Hard Knocks was such a bad look for them. It told you they were in over their head. You know, Philbin picking up the litter in the laundry or something and talking about how messy the lockers were and Janitor Joe.
That was
Janitor
the first time.
Joe
the first
Philbin.
Time for that.
Oh,
yeah, that was
man.
Good guy too. Really nice guy. And I just felt like he sat upstairs and had no idea what the kids were doing downstairs.
That's right.
It was just a
That's right.
Well, that played out in Bullygate. He had no idea.
Oh, that one too led you right into that.
There
right.
we go. There
right.
we go.
Right. Dave, iconic moments too, not just the laughable ones, but especially down here as a Dolphin fan and growing up a Dolphin fan my whole life, Shula retiring, Dan Marino retiring, Jimmy Johnson hired and retired. Like, all that happened in that auditorium there in the facility too. Those are some of the biggest moments ever in the history of this franchise, and they all just sat there, and Davey, and Now they're gone. We're not going to remember them anymore with the new facility. It's crazy.
Yeah, and all of that, and remember when Marino was hired as team president day or two, and that happened there. Wonstadt was in the back seat, back row of the whole auditorium there, the meeting room, with this bizarre look on his face, like, what just happened? And yeah, so there were a lot of, you know, when they left, I went out to the last practice on Thursday just because I wanted to see Tua and some of the other players, see how they were working out, and I was started thinking, boy, this is a last, and there, I get it. There was no moment. It's kind of it's not like, as I wrote, it's not like leaving the Orange Bowl or something like that.
No, not like that.
But there were nearly three decades of, funny stories, or not always funny, but, like you said, big moments in Dolphin history.
Right. All right, Dave, let's get into the elephant in the room right now. Tua, five interceptions, Tua the next day, Tua going forward, your thoughts?
Well, my thought is let's go back to when they started this whole teardown. The idea was and remains the number one priority was to get an elite quarterback. Elite, and that's the bar. And so – the scary thing for me isn't the five interceptions, scary. The thing that I'm looking at is there's breadcrumbs being dropped here. Okay. You get pulled out of three games last year. He never really beat out Ryan Fitzpatrick, which I thought when he was drafted, he would by midseason. And I agree completely putting him in the year, but he's pulled out of three games. He admits he didn't know the playbook. The five interceptions, I don't know what it means in a June practice. Okay. I really don't. But all that adds up to the arrow really pointing directly at him this year, where you even more, where remember that the bar is elite and no one expects him to be elite this year, but you expect a giant leap forward. And I'm not seeing it right now. That doesn't mean it doesn't come. But you know, I talked to a NFL scout this year, and he goes, every team but one right now would take Justin Herbert over Tua. And that's a concern. The conclusion isn't there. Year two, we could be saying the completely opposite, that Tua made a great run and Herbert took a big step back. But I think the parade has always been ahead of Tua and saying he's going to be great. He's going to be great. And, you just want to see some of that on the field.
Right. No, you're right. Listen, you're not the only one. You don't think Chris Greer and the gang over there are thinking,
right,
who spent all that time with all those quarterbacks? Not all those quarterbacks. Joe Burrow was, we couldn't have got him. He was the first overall pick.
No, but just those two quarterbacks.
But
right.
Yeah. Oh, Justin will always be part of our story in that draft. Dave. Always great having you, man. Really appreciate you coming on.
Good talking to you again, Joe.
Thank you, buddy. It's nice See to you, have Dave. You. By All the right. way, another guy. Nice to have you back on the air, man.
Right.
Nice to have you
of course.
Back.
Yeah, what is it? It's like that old home week, isn't it? That's great. It was like a high school graduation all over again.
Right.
Let's have another reunion.
It's homecoming, right.
You're off double secret probation.
That's
something
it.
Never have you. Thank you, Dave.
Phone's going to ring a lot more. See you later, Dave.
All right, guys.
All right, Dave. It's from the South Florida Sun Sentinel.
We got a lot more stuff. Dave's been around for all of it, by the way. He has seen it all, man, and got great stories. We got Hollywood's headlines
Speaking
coming up.
Speaking of great stories.
Yeah.
I have something that I think people are going to like today.
Okay.
Wow.
You've been teasing
good
us.
Good tease, right?
Zach, what do you got for us, though?
All right. I want to tell you about something else that the people are going to like. They're going to love Diamonds Direct. They're going to love the sale going on at Diamonds Direct right now, and it's one of the best they've ever thrown out there because it's 5 years, zero interest financing on anything and everything on approved credit there in that showroom. The showroom, by the way, that looks like 30 jewelry stores in one. That's right. So if you're going to upgrade that diamond now for that special person in your life, Why don't you just spread those payments over 5 years with zero interest? That's right. You could splurge. I know you're going to go in there with, you know, a set amount of money you want to spend. Well, now you might want to spend a little bit more knowing that this amazing offer is there. You're going to pick any item out in that showroom, in the jewelry store, as you might want to say. Divide the price by 60, and that's your monthly payment. No down payments required. You can even finance the sales tax. So this is what Diamonds Direct is doing for you right now. They're celebrating the fact that we're going into the summer now. Had a crazy 16 months, so why not do something great for yourself, something special person in your life, maybe someone's graduating, maybe you're going to get married. It doesn't matter what the occasion is. Diamonds Direct's got something for you there. It's the smartest and easiest way to buy, and believe me, she deserves it, you deserve it, everyone deserves something nice in their life right now. People are driving for hours to take advantage of this. You should, too. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. 5 years, zero interest financing now for a limited time, only at Diamonds Direct in Boca behind the Town Center Mall. Take advantage of this spectacular offer. 5 years, zero interest financing on anything and everything. And I always tell you, Diamonds Direct, you're...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're gonna love it.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got here on a Friday, man? You can't mess up a Friday.
I'm going to certainly try, Joe.
All right, what do you got?
All right, so you and I get the fair share of the ripping, right? Usually on the text machine. Like, it's not even 8 o'clock. I've had, like, three people say that I should be fired.
Someone just crushed your weather report,
yeah,
by the way.
Like, yeah. every single day, no matter what my opinion is, they say that they suck and that I should be fired, right, and all this. And right, they say similar stuff about you, Joe. But yes, so it's rare when someone gets after Zach. And so this is a perfect opportunity to get to the...
Throw it out there, right.
...amazing Twitter fight that Zach had last night. So the... Zach got into it with, this kid looks like he's 20 years old. His name is Giancarlo Navas, and he writes for the Miami Heat beat. Is that correct, Zach?
I believe it is, yeah.
Okay.
So what happened? What could have happened? So you guys Zach had disagreement on a player?
No, I'll tell you exactly.
Right, no, I'd like to tell
ahead,
the story.
Go ahead.
So Zach is doing something last night. He's picking up a car.
My wife got a car last night and
so
sent a Lyft
bored.
Uber to come get me.
He's bored, right, and he's in the Uber, and he sent out a tweet last night that said that the Uber driver doesn't speak English, and I'm concerned, and I think I'm being kidnapped.
Right.
Something along those lines. Right. Zach has since deleted the tweet. But Giancarlo Navas really jumped Zach and said that there were basically racial undertones to Zach's tweet.
It was called a fat racist.
Cancel him. So this guy comes on. He says, you're equating someone, you know, not speaking English with kidnapping you. What the bleep is wrong with you? Zach goes on to try to justify what he said, and the kid goes back and says, stop being racist. But then the money shot here is after they go back and forth a little bit here, kind of a little bit womanly stuff. But anyway, so the guy fires this shot here. He says, every time you show up on my timeline, it's you being an awful person. You and your five chins, get the cellulite out of your ears so you can listen to people and learn to not be an awful person.
What was the commercial we run in the morning about fat shaming?
Yeah. Giancarlo Navas, I mean, just torched you.
Did.
With that tweet, and that's basically where it ends here. You really didn't fire back.
No, so I gave up after the fat stuff.
Yeah, so this guy basically, I mean, he crushed you here.
Right.
You didn't respond.
No,
now you have something going on with this kid here.
This is the same guy that after the whole thing with the producer in the afternoon that we will rename nameless.
Solana.
Oh, right. That's right.
Solana.
So
this is the same dude that took me
because
to task that day for being such a bad
radio
person.
Works, this kid,
right,
obviously. So,
so I'm just
took
curious.
The Solana stuff.
You ever think about not going back and forth with them?
I know. I even wrote as one of my last things, I jumped into the Twilight Zone. I should have never responded. Like, stupid. Stupid me. It's one of those things like on the text machine. If I answer a guy back on the text machine, and then afterwards, why?
What?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
My
he got me, though,
with this,
the five
but
chins.
If, listen, if you're going to answer this guy, why not just torch him? Like, why?
No,
why
that's
even...
not me. I won't do that. I won't stoop to that level.
But he did it to you.
Right. He called me a racist. Then he called me a fat racist.
He called you a fat racist, right. And you basically apologized to him.
I basically, at that point, gave up. I'm like, I'm not going to win this fight. Not going to happen. And I gave up. I'm not going to stoop to that level.
You jumped on with him. You stooped.
I did.
You did stoop
down. And then I jumped out of the fight early, as quick as I could.
Then you deleted it?
Yeah. No, I didn't delete it. I don't know why.
You did delete the tweet.
No, but it says it was deleted, but I got a notification that I was reported on Twitter.
Either Twitter deleted it or you did. It does say the tweet was deleted
by
the
author. And I was the author.
Specifically
so
here. You can even click learn more, and it even explains that Zach
I deleted
the tweet.
It?
Yeah.
All right. So there you go.
So what are you were watching this, or how's that? How did you?
I was
no,
informed
I told him
about
this
it this morning, but I will, with fairness to Zach, I've heard about it now from a couple people. This is a thing. This is like an actual thing
right
here. I just
you got a lot going on to have to like do that stuff.
Right. Right. What a Twilight Zone moment for me last night.
But like, I don't understand. Like, how do you not blast back at this kid? Like,
because it's not worth it. This guy's got like seven
followers.
This
is one of the kids that's
I'm
like he spends every waking second posting like Photoshop pictures of Luka Doncic in a Heat jersey. Like that's
right.
What this kid does. But like,
good luck on that happening.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this kid he might be a nice
the
kid now. Just
zone.
Now I'm blasting him because he blasted Zach.
Right.
He may be a nice kid. I don't know.
I appreciated the guy. Just you know,
I've never seen any of his work. I don't know him personally, so I don't know.
When he called me fat, I knew I was going into a direction where it wasn't going to go in the right way. Five chins, cellulite. I hear the commercials in the morning.
Cellulite in your ears is pretty strong.
Right. It's bad. So I gave up.
I don't know what to say. You're sitting here talking about fat stuff. I'm not
right. No,
that.
No. That's what at that point.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know what you
right,
want me right. to say. All right.
Thank you for bringing that back up, though. That was good. It's a good memory from last night.
Do you want to do you want to address the situation?
No. The guy's a loser. I'm done. I'm out.
You mean going back to Uber?
What? Oh, the Uber driver?
You can address any part of the situation.
I'll tell you exactly the Uber situation. I got into
the
car.
Tweet you can address. You can address the fact that the kid blasted you and you didn't say
anything
back.
The blasting stuff is fine. If someone had an issue with the tweet, I got into the car. I asked the guy a question. He didn't answer me back. He said something to me. I didn't understand what he said. And then the 15-minute ride to where I was going took 41 minutes. So at that point, I got a little nervous where this guy's taking me. So I put the tweet up. Right. That's it. Nothing else. Wasn't a racist comment. I'm not trying to be a racist. I didn't say anything about race
Zach,
in the tweet.
No, listen. In fairness to Zach, he sent me that text.
Right.
And
2 seconds
I mean,
before.
I was watching the Nets game, so I didn't right. really.
So
I
you
mean,
were bothered by the whole thing back and
no,
forth.
No, I just, I don't
no,
think
no, no,
Zach,
no. I sent the text
did not mean
beforehand.
Anything. He did not mean
right.
anything by the text. This
right.
is this
right.
is cancel culture in a nutshell, for, right. for sure, but I just thought that Zach should be because he kind of I don't want to call him a gutless coward.
Who? Me?
Yeah, you. Huh. I don't want to use a word like that.
You don't go after people. You're good about
no,
that.
I gave
like,
up. I gave up.
Well, you don't do that
time,
in general.
Time
which
to
is
fight
not bad.
Time to fight back.
I don't want
to
fight. What would I have gotten from fighting that guy back? What would I have gotten from that? I literally at that point was like, geez,
respect
I'm out of here.
From me and Joe.
Well, no, from you I don't care. And Joe had no idea until you brought it up.
All right. No.
It's over. Idiot move by me by
yeah, not very smart.
Answering back. You know. That's it. Right.
All right. You got anything else there, Woody?
You know what, Joe? I actually have a long list of like really good Friday headlines. And you guys completely screwed me because I had to address the Zach thing.
Well, you addressed it, not us. I wasn't going
to
address
it. No. It had that. Come on, Joe. That had to be addressed.
Do you respond back to I don't know, on the text machine too?
No,
sometimes?
Not really.
Never?
No.
All right.
Sometimes. Not as much as Hollywood does.
I don't know. I just try
Hollywood
to be nice
does.
To these people.
Zach, sometimes I do.
Right. They all want me fired.
Right. Hollywood gets it a little
everybody
bit.
Everybody wants
right.
everybody fired. That's fine. Right. That's where we're living. That's right. You want to tease us with anything else?
I'd love to get to these other stories.
Give me
one
away
give,
from
no,
that
not,
so
I'm
we
not
can go.
I'm not
going
to give you. I have an update on the burrito, the pork burrito.
You going to let it run?
I have a coach that is in big trouble, college football coach. I have a new football player who's had a really great audition for TV. I have a huge huge divorce.
We have that.
I got a lot of stuff for you. I got even Oscar De La Hoya's coming back in the ring. I got a lot of headlines.
You're saying even Carmelo's wife was getting tired of him not throwing the ball around a little bit.
So if you can carve out a few more minutes, you know, later on. No, I know you're big fat mouth. I know has a lot to say today, but
cellulite in the ear. I've been called fat for a long time in my life. I'm 42. I've never gotten cellulite in the ear.
All right, man.
Fat ear.
Doesn't bother.
I didn't care.
You want to do like a summer weight loss challenge? Your whole show could do it.
I'm out. All right. Hey, listen, we got 8 o'clock.
I wanted Zach to have an opportunity after he kind of, you know, cowered to the kid yesterday. I just wanted him to have an opportunity to.
All right.
Defend his honor, basically.
Yeah. Well, we got 8 o'clock.
Appreciate you doing that for me, Hollywood.
That was an awkward. I'm going to be honest with you. That was awkward. I mean, we had a lot of things.
Right, I wasn't expecting that to take up your whole time.
About your Uber ride last night or yesterday. All right, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Man, I'm telling you right now, our SUV families never look better. Doesn't matter who you are or how you're feeling this morning. If you're looking for something brand new, South Florida Chevy dealers are going to tell you, hey, listen, we think these are the best overall products we've ever had. And we start with the SUV family. I always start with the Suburbans and the Tahoes, our big boy SUVs, because not only do they have a brand new look, but they got more space than ever before. Yes, we have them. They're even bigger to give you and your family even more space so everybody can be comfortable. And then I want to work down to my favor now, this midsize SUV, the new Traverse, blown away with how nice it looks for being called a midsize SUV, but all the space. It's got the space of a large SUV, can accommodate the big family, doesn't compromise any of the style, and even our smaller SUVs, like the Equinox SUV, the new Blazers, I mean, they're fantastic, and of course, the Silverado trucks. We got so many trucks, we got great deals, and we got more importantly, we got the perfect truck for you and your lifestyle, from family to working to the combo. We got it all for you across the board. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, never been better than what's going on at your South Florida Chevy dealers right now. So this weekend, no excuses if you're starting to look around. Dade, Broward, Monroe County got convenient locations everywhere. Find your new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.